For Sally and Gillian, the days were filled with little mortifications. No child would use a pencil or a crayon directly after it had been touched by an Owens girl. No one would sit next to them in the cafeteria or during assemblies. And some girls actually shrieked when they wandered into the girls' room to pee or gossip or brush their hair and found they'd stumbled upon one of the sisters. Sally and Gillian were never chosen for teams during sports, even though Gillian was the fastest runner in town and could hit a baseball over the roof of the school onto Endicott Street. They were never invited to parties or Girl Scout meetings or asked to join in and play hopscotch or climb a tree. "Fuck them all," Gillian would say, her beautiful little nose in the air as the boys made spooky goblin noises when the sisters passed them in the hallways at school on the way to music or art. "Let them eat dirt. You wait and see. One day they'll beg us to invite them home, and we'll laugh in their faces." Sometimes, when she was feeling particularly nasty, Gillian would suddenly turn and shout, "Boo!" And some boy always pissed in his pants and was far more humiliated than Gillian had ever been. But Sally didn't have the heart to fight back. She wore dark clothes and tried not to be noticed. She pretended she wasn't smart and never raised her hand in class. She disguised her own nature so well that after a while she grew uncertain of her own abilities. By then she was as quiet as a mouse. When she opened her mouth in the classroom, she could only squeak out wrong answers. In time she made sure to sit in the back of the room and to keep her mouth firmly shut. Still, they wouldn't let her be. Someone put an open ant farm in her locker when Sally was in fourth grade, so that for weeks she found squashed ants between the pages of her books. In fifth grade, a gang of boys left a dead mouse in her desk. One of the cruelest children had glued a name tag to the mouse's back. S-A-L-I had been scrawled in crude letters, but Sally took not the slightest pleasure in the misspelling of her name. She had cried over the little curled-up body, with its tiny whiskers and perfect paws. But when her teacher had asked what was wrong, she'd only shrugged, as though she had lost the power of speech.